Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Mitzi Perdue is here. Mitzi is a friend of ours, great member of our Brain Trust. She is, in her own right, an internationally recognized leader. She's one of the U.S. delegates to the United Nations Conference on Women in Nairobi. She's on the National Commission on Libraries. She's the author of hundreds of articles, a number of books, including the one that she wrote about her late husband, Frank Perdue, the man who reinvented chicken, tender chicken.
Let's get that right.
We've got to get that one right. And she's our good friend, Mitzi Perdue. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's so good to be back. Hi, everybody.
It's good to have you back, Mitzi. It's always a pleasure. We love having you on the show. One of the things that you've got some experience with your family and with your family history all the way back is keeping a business in the family. And I'd like for you to share some of your thoughts on that. This really will touch home to a lot of folks in the audience. All small business owners, I've always said, are family-owned businesses. Even if only one person in the family draws a paycheck from the company, whenever there are paychecks available, it's still a family business because everybody has to get behind that person. So what do you think?
Well, I think some unusual expertise in this because the Perdue family, we're now in the fifth generation. And it started in 1920. But I'm also part of my birth family, which is the Sheraton Hotels.
Mm-hmm.
The Henderson Estate Company began in 1890. And when you put together the Hendersons and the Perdues, we have 222 years of experience of staying together as families.
Wow, that's amazing. That's a book right there. When's that book coming out, Mitzi?
Well, I've been giving talks on it, which is a lot of fun because I prefer talking to writing in the end because I love interaction.
Mm-hmm.
But I started looking back on why the Hendersons have stayed together, why the Perdues have stayed together. And, you know, since only 4% of family businesses make it to the fourth generation, what can you do and what should you not do?
It seems to me, Mitzi, that these days fewer and fewer are getting to the second generation.
Yeah, and not because this interests me, I read books on it right and left, and what I think the literature says is that most of the family businesses that don't make it to the second or third generation, what keeps them from it isn't so often that they've gone bankrupt or made terrible business decisions. It's family quarrels.
Yeah.
I've read that up to 70% of businesses that don't make it, it's because of family quarrels. So what is it about the Hendersons, which is Sheraton?
And of course, you're not saying the Hendersons and the Perdues never had any quarrels, right?
No, I can think of
family.
Fact, I'll share one.
Isn't that what family means? Quarrel. isn't family Greek for quarrel?
Well, the issue is how do you handle the quarrels?
Yeah,
because I can remember, like just from birth, I was brought up with the notion we don't wash our dirty linen in public. In mm-hmm. other words. What that translated into is it was fine to express disagreements among ourselves, you know, to squabble and fight like cats and dogs, but we were always to have a united front about the rest of the world. And by the way, I should mention, although I refer to myself as part of the Sheraton family, we did sell the Sheraton company in 1970 or so.
Mm-hmm.
But we've still stayed together as a family because we put the proceeds of that into other things, so mm-hmm. we still are a family business. But as I was growing up, we were taught that we were part of something bigger than ourselves, and it would be just be morally wrong to have a quarrel go outside the family. But whatever quarrels we had, they were to be resolved among ourselves.
Well, the quarrel is the symptom of a disease, right? Because the quarrel is the mushroom that pops up out of the ground. The root of all that is personalities, right? People and different values. I want one thing, you want something else. And how do we resolve that? I mean,
I'll give you a case example of the Hendersons. When we were deciding to sell the company, I think the feelings among the siblings and cousins, there might have been 20 people who were of an age to have an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
The feelings on this were just quite hot, because if you're part of a family business and you've grown up in it, the idea of selling it, there goes your identity, there mm-hmm. goes the family legacy.
Maybe your plans for the future.
Yeah. So I would say that the feelings were extremely strong,
mm-hmm.
but I'm spilling the beans like 50 years later, but at the time, I don't think anybody would have known that we weren't a united family on this,
mm-hmm.
because the decision was made in spite of the white hot feelings on the subject, but how we presented to the outside world was a united family.
What did you want? What was your opinion about that transaction?
I didn't want to sell. In the end, it happened to be very good for me.
Because you wanted to keep working. You wanted to be involved in the business.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, actually, not even that. It's partly identity.
Mm-hmm.
And with the Purdue's, we have what Frank used to call the covenant, which is mm-hmm. express your feelings as strongly as you like, get them out on the table, deal mm-hmm. with them. But it stays within the family.
And once we decide, once the decision is made, however it's made, democratically or autocratically, we move on and we do what's
necessary. And you close ranks. Oh, and another very strong ethic that I was brought up with and that I see the Purdue family being brought up with is you don't hold grudges.
Yeah. That's hard, isn't it? That's hard for a lot of folks.
But what if you're taught from childhood?
Do you recommend bringing in professionals who know how to help people sort through these things?
I'm extremely in favor of that. But I think that if you have a family business, start teaching the children from 2 years old.
Early on,
That they're part of something bigger than themselves. Like, mm-hmm. I was brought up with the idea that it was morally wrong to have a quarrel go outside the family. And the reason
there was no social media back in those days, though, either, Missy. Hold on to that thought. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Missy, the book is called Tough Man, Tender Chicken. It's all about Missy and Frank. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.